I'm Ann Vandersteel, and welcome to the Zelenko Report, where truth and God are taking down the tyranny of our time. This is it, folks, the full enchilada. We're going to address it all here. Why? Because the G20 Bali Leaders Declaration has been published. That's right. These countries met last week, November 15th and 16th. And it does certainly look like the great United States is going to bend the knee to the one world government. Not if we can help it. Arizona. Three counties have defied certification. Michelle Swinnick will be here later on to explain where we go from here. And J.D. Rucker with the America First Report on FTX, how money laundering through Ukraine has financed many of the establishment's initiatives. Is it a false flag to usher in CBDC? All this live right here on Brighty on TV with, of course, our replays later on in the evening, 9 o'clock on Rumble, Cloud Hub, Getter. And of course, uploads on Red Voice Media and Frank Speech TV. Don't go anywhere. Don't change that dial. Stick it right here on Brighteon.tv. We'll be right back with more on this Zelenko Report.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available. Tired of being surveilled and tracked by the wireless phone companies and a rogue government? Get off the surveillance grid by turning to Volta Wireless. By plugging the Volta SIM card into your phone, you become hidden from the spy networks of AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and other carriers while maintaining your full ability to place and receive phone calls and SMS texts. Go to VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV to save big on your first month. You get free VPN services included, plus a private messenger that's encrypted, as well as another Volta private phone number that can coexist with your current number. Learn more at VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV for major savings. It works with both iPhones and Android phones across 200 plus countries. Volta Wireless is the official wireless privacy sponsor of Brighteon.tv.
And welcome back to the Zelenko Report. All right, we want to thank Dr. Z, by the way, because, of course, he is helping us keep immune to the cold and flu season. I wish he could immunify us from all the stuff that's happening in the world right now. But right now, we're just going to go with our health here. Go to ZStackLife.com. Use your promo code Foundation, and you can use that promo code Foundation not only at ZStackLife.com to get your immune support, but also for an excellent night's sleep with another patriot who provides phenomenal products, Mike Lindell over at MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. Use your promo code Foundation, and always to protect your wealth, your family's nest egg going into the future during this uncertainty and the financial turmoil that the deep state is definitely trying to usher in. Go on over to KirkElliottPhD.com/Ann and get your consultation on your metals, gold and silver. Folks, this is sound money. This is what the Constitution called for. So why not take a look into how you can protect your nest egg? All righty. The G20 Bali Leaders Declaration. That's right. It was drafted and good to go based on their meetings of last week of November 15th and 16th. This is what I'm going to read to you right now. This is just a snippet a little bit, folks. You need to understand just how demonic this entire meeting has been. They want to usher in a lot and use the cover of COVID, other future pandemics to, again, take control of our health and our wealth. Remember, CBDC, they talked about the fact that 14 years ago, the leaders of the G20 met for the first time facing the most severe financial crisis in our generation. They recognized as large global economies that collectively that we carry responsibilities and that our cooperation was necessary to global economic recovery to tackle global challenges and lay a foundation for strong, sustainable, balanced, and inclusive growth. There are those words, sustainable and inclusive. We designated the G20 the premier forum for global economic cooperation, and today we reaffirm our commitment as we cooperate, as we once again address the serious global economic challenges. Let me just be clear here, folks, okay? They are creating all of these man-made challenges, from climate change to economic challenges to supply chain crisis to, of course, the selection theft of America, which is standing between all this global tyranny and the one world government, new world order, in which they are hell-bent and intent on ushering in. And they're going to expedite this at the expense of millions of people's lives with their man-made bioweapon, COVID-19, and of course their so-called vaccine, which really is the bioweapon, turning anybody who's received the poisonous death shot, as Dr. Zelenko called it, a walking bioweapon. Well, part of this Bali declaration include pathogen surveillance. Take a look at this right out of number 22 in that same Bali declaration. It says, we remain committed to embedding a multi-sectoral one health approach and enhancing global surveillance, including genomic surveillance, in order to detect pathogens and antimicrobial resistance that may threaten human health, to enable global pathogen surveillance as part of our commitment to implement the IHR. We encourage sharing of pathogen data in a timely manner on shared and trusted platforms in collaboration with the WHO. We encourage sharing of benefits arising from the utilization of pathogens consistent with applicable national laws. Again, the World Homicide Organization is going to usurp the sovereignty of the great United States of America. Right here, we have bent the knee to the WHO. This is treason, ladies and gentlemen. Then, of course, talking about vaccine passports in Section 19 as well. They talk about confirming their strength of the global governments, et cetera, et cetera. But here's where it gets even more crazy. The BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, and CBDC, Section 27. We welcome the report by the Bank for International Settlements, the BIS Committee, on payments and market infrastructures, on interlinking payment systems and the role of application programming interfaces, that was presented by a joint workshop by the Indonesian G20 presidency in coordination with the BIS, CPMI, and the BIS Innovation Hub on cross-border payments and interoperability at the Festival Ekonomi Ketigan Digital Indonesia. We also welcome the joint report from the BIS interoperability of central bank digital currencies for cross-border payments. So you see, everything rolls up. It all begins and ends. It's like Alpha and Omega at the Bank of International Settlements with this corrupt criminal cabal, these international banking hijackers who have stolen our sovereignty and our money for quite some time, printing money out of thin air, charging us interest for the use of their made-up money, and we the people are left holding the bag. And when they've obliterated the economic foundation of the world, and they've destroyed global currencies worldwide, what do? They're going to detonate it all, leave us holding the paper bag worth nothing, and usher in CBDC along with environmental social governance, or the social credit score. This is how they intend to govern one world under one world order. Sovereignty be damned, borders be damned, and of course, your health will be what they wield as a weapon to control all of us. Well, America used to stand in the way of such global kowtowing. Our elections, frankly, do have consequences. They're called selections. The Biden regime is surrendering our sovereignty, body, and financial to a corrupt one world government. Can we stop this? Does it really take just one to stand up and defy the globalist criminal takeover of the great American experiment? Well, our first guest says this is America's Joshua moment to save America and ourselves. Coming up next, Michelle Swinnick live from Arizona to address the atrocities and how Arizona is playing a major role.
Get the word out. I was an election judge at the Islamic Center in Scottsdale, Arizona. And the machines, just to give a recap for everybody, the machines right out from the get-go at 6 o'clock in the morning were not accepting ballots. There was about one out of every 10 were going through for the first 3 hours. So you have a 90% failure rate. Okay, according to the statutes, according to the procedures manual, rather, for the Secretary of State, when there is any issues with the machines, you have two things that need to happen. You can either, you have to repair or replace them. This needs to be done immediately. Okay, this is the rules, the manual that was established by the Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, who happened to also be overseeing the same election she's running for governor. Okay, that's actually against statute also.
And welcoming now back on to the Zelenko Report to cover that and more and ask the question, is Arizona, the Arizona election, the hill to die on? Michelle Swinnick, welcome back to the Zelenko Report. You are fearless, you're tireless, and you're still cranking, and that flag is still in a position of duress because America's under attack.
Yeah, and thank you for having me back on and being so determined to cover what's going on in Arizona, because it literally is the last hill to die on. And that's not... That's just like another saying. It really means it. You just tied it all into what's going on globally and what's going on. It's like, how many times do the American people want their elections literally stolen from them, not from the candidates, from them? Because these are elections for the people, by the people, we the people. And that's what has nothing to do with the candidates. They stole your sacred right to choose who your elected leaders are, leaders in quotes, right? But that's the process. But we'll just call them leaders for now. That's why I do the quotes. But they took it from you. They took it in 2020. They took it in your primaries. And this is not just Arizona. This is across the country, people. This is across the country. And they just did it again in every state because there was a red tsunami all across the country on election day, election night. And but there was also a blue massacre of your legal vote, blue massacre. And I include the rhinos in the blue massacre because they're not Republicans. Just because you have an R next to your name doesn't mean you're a Republican. You have to prove to me you are Republicans. I'm going to assume you're a rhino, because then it seems to be, it's always correct. Because look at Arizona. Most of the people in leadership positions are Republicans. So they're not. The rhinos disguised as Republicans, because otherwise their actions would not be this way.
There's a lot
going on right now. But the thing is like you said, people need to step up to the plate all across the country. And we made it easy for them with our one-click email campaign, and it's working.
So I want to talk about that, because 2022 right now, based on what I witnessed in Arizona, frankly, when I was there, what I saw happen was nothing short of a murder, a rape, and a mugging in broad daylight of the election system in Arizona. It was so unbelievably bad. You were a judge. You saw that 9 out of 10 ballots was getting rejected first thing in the morning out of the optical scanning machines in your precinct at the Islamic Center, where you were an election judge. And the day before, during testing, everything was fine. So now we know that they changed the size of the ballots from 20 inches to 19 inches. Clearly the hack that they used to usurp the Republican stronghold districts so that you could basically disenfranchise those Republican voters, despite the fact that nobody wanted to acknowledge that. 2022 is not certifiable. It wasn't incompetence. It was a hack. It was blatant corruption to sustain the political tyranny by the globalist uniparty. So that being said, as of right now, we have 3 of Arizona's 15 counties that have delayed certification of the 2022 election. What is it going to take to stop all of this and redo an election before it's too late?
We the people need to speak out. They need to hear from you because, as I said, it's working. So what we did is we want you to call them. We want you to email them. And that is just not something like, so if I said that, who's really going to do it, right? Because if it's not easy for people and it's not something that's convenient, they're not going to do it. They might want to. Boom, out of sight, out of mind. So we made it easy. This is similar to the Ban the Machines campaign that we started in September. So look where we are now, people, because you didn't ban the machines, but that's okay. We'll move forward from now. Don't look there. We'll just keep going. So what we did, it's a one-click email all campaign, and the all is your Arizona legislatures, your county supervisors, your county board of supervisors for the county, their election directors, your sheriffs who have done nothing. Because they could go pick up those machines today. They could have picked up the machines before the election. Constitutional sheriffs. I'm waiting for those calls, boys. I'm waiting for those calls. And election directors and the county attorneys. And it goes to the attorney general who wrote that letter, right? Who's acting like he's trying to help out, but you know, nothing's going to happen of it. So what it does is you click on it. It's savemyfreedom.us. Savemyfreedom.us. Got a nice little gross sign here. Savemyfreedom.us. You go to that. It has the information. It's so easy. It takes less than 2 minutes a day. You put in your information because you got to be a real person. You click the button. It has all information about what transpired, procedural violations, which is how you get them, because you can't say fraud. They'll call you an election donor. You can't say, oh, they did this with the paper. No. Stick with the low hanging fruit.
Right.
There's no ands, if, or about it. So you can read that. And then you click it. It goes to a petition. Click it again. It goes to an email that gets sent out. Click it again. It gives you an automatic post for Telegram, Facebook, Twitter. And the best part about it, it gives you all their phone numbers. If you want to give them a call and say, hey, you just did a great job, please do. Because the more they hear from you, the more that they are going to back down. The only reason that the letter was written by the attorney general is because we launched this campaign Friday night, and by Saturday morning, there was 250,000 emails sitting in everybody's inboxes, and who knows how many voicemails, because people were calling. So all of a sudden, after 11 days of nothing, right, nothing, when we talked about all that information that's in that attorney general's letter, Tuesday night of the election and Wednesday and all week, took him 11 days to write the letter. You know why he wrote the letter? Because the letter was written on the 19th after he woke up. Somebody said, there's 250,000 emails sitting in here pointing out all the things that we've not said. So what are we going to do about it, boss? Oh, we better write a letter. So that's why the letter came out, because you guys stepped up to the plate and you let your voices be heard. And as just before coming on this show, which is only 80 hours after we launched the campaign, we were at 470,000 emails sent. So I want you to do it once a day. I want you to tell 10 of your friends, and you could live anywhere in the country, because it's all about numbers now, people.
Question for you, because this goes right to the heart of the matter. Why, despite controlling the state legislature and occupying the offices of governor and attorney general, these are all ours. You have a Republican-led state legislator, Republican governor, and a Republican attorney general. Did the Arizona Republican Party do nothing to prevent the current situation?
Why did they prevent nothing?
Why did they not do anything?
Because they are the part of the system. They're part of the problem. Remember, the entire election system is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes. And they control the outcomes because they get to control the choice of who gets placed in the positions, which is your uniparty. There's no left or right. Because if you were just going off of not even morals, ethics, values on what is good for people in the country, just following the law, they have violated the law. They have violated the statutes for years. Because they are the system. They are the system. And you're going to cover that with JD. And you mentioned it just before, because it's global. They're all part of the problem. It's we the people against all of them, because they hate you. They hate me. They hate the country. And by their actions, they've proven it. So this is not a theory. This is fact. Because otherwise, why would you do things to harm people? Why would you shut down states because somebody said there was some phantom virus, the political propaganda pandemic? Why would you do those things? Why would you violate laws? Why would you think that after 15 minutes of being in an election that we just had, when you had problems and you knew that you had to actually have those two recourses, either replace or repair those machines, you did nothing. Do you know that the Republican Party and the attorneys that they have filed to get an extension to have the election extended for the time period, which you have to have 13 consecutive hours of people being able to vote? That was violated within the first 15 minutes. They filed that at the end of the day. 15 minutes in, they should have been in there. That's and they exactly also right. knew that Katie Cobbs was not eligible to be in the position she was to oversee it because of statute. Nobody did anything. Again, it's up to us. You cannot rely on the campaigns, the attorneys,
so
us.
Therein lies the question. Who do we turn to when we say, flag on the field, you need to stop, rewind the tape, and rerun this election? I mean, who is in fact going to actually enforce having this election rerun? We're all up in arms. Look what happened on J6. A lot of people showed up to the Capitol that day. Yes, there was infiltrators that were there that did bad things, but the majority of the people, 99% of the people there, were good people that just wanted their grievances to be heard and say, stop the process, send it back down to the states, let the states reevaluate the situation. Do we even want to give these electors to Joe Biden? And I think if we had that opportunity, the outcome we're in right now would not have happened. But I digress. So how are we going to get the attention to get people to actually treat this with respect that we deserve as we the people, we the government, the people?
Well, the only thing we can do right now is have your voices be heard by phone, by digital methods, which is our campaign. And then in Arizona, we're actually got a ground game. So the reason why our campaign before is working, and it's working now, because when the elected officials are actually going in these meetings to vote for certain things, like just the certification, they're already getting the people are showing up at the meetings. They're getting all of the emails. They're getting all the phone calls. So that's the support they need. When Peggy Judd, who's the board of supervisors down in Cochise, made the big first move to say, we want to do a hand count before they commingled the ballots and replaced them. So the hand count at this point means nothing, because you're not counting real ballots. And we know that because there's two black bags with the misread ballots. see many of the other shows, right? The infamous swap right in front of your face. So she said to me on the phone, she said during episode 383 on her show, we normally get about four dozen phone calls. We got 2,200. accurate. We had thousands of emails showing up. So we knew we had the support of people, but people showed up at the meetings. People actually met to her offices. So we're doing that on the ground game meeting. We have people that, like, real lobbyists, like good ones. That's the reason why there's two other counties that have said, we're not going to certify until we see what happens at Cochise. And Cochise said, we need to make sure that those machines are certified, which we know that they're not, in 36 states because of the HABA Act. So the people's voices need to be heard. You got to put pressure on these demons, because that's the only way to do it. But here's the other thing. What we're doing in Arizona on Friday and Saturday, we're asking people to do the deals. You could meet at the Capitol, but some people don't want to do that because, like you mentioned, they ruined it with J6 by design to scare everybody, right? That was part of yet another plan, a nefarious plan. But we're also doing it at certain locations throughout the state on major intersections, overhangs, or what, you know, where the freeway goes over the other freeway, the bridge or whatever. So Thank you, Anne. As I know, you did the overpass thing. So that's what's being organized now for this Friday, Black Friday, appropriately, as in let's mourn, but yet let's take action and get on that battlefield, people. Right. And this is not the time to give up. So I'm going to add all that information and the websites you go to on that Substack. So that SaveMyFreedom.us is a Substack deal, so I can get the information out quickly. So the campaign's there. So I'm going to add that when we get off this, when I get off of here. So then that'll have the listing of where to go. Right. Friday and Saturday. And again, do this campaign every single day. Pick up the phone, call these guys, and then all the other people that we're working with, we're going to meet with these people and put pressure on them. I'm calling out every single one of them, because I said, if you are not out there from the rooftops demanding that this not get certified, we're going to call out every single legislator starting today by name and get them on the record of saying, well, I didn't know. Every single one of them needs to be on their Twitter account or wherever their profile is. I want to post every single day throughout the day of them saying, do not certify Arizona. Right. It must be redone. And if you're not doing that as a legislator, I swear to God, we will recall your rear end right out of that office, and we will make it happen, because this is not allowable in the United States, because we don't do this in Arizona and we let it stay. Lost your country.
That's exactly right. Really quick, we've got about a minute and a half left, Michelle. The Biden administration is going to continue to arm federal agents, more of them than our U.S. military, with these 87,000 IRS agents. Do you think they intend to wield that against people like yourself, myself, anybody who has been speaking out against the fact that Arizona and many other states had their election stolen?
I'm surprised they haven't come already, Ann. These people are not coming to do your taxes, to audit your thing. They have them in training videos where they're like, you know, the guy's laying on the ground where you're like, okay, that's some scary stuff, right? So this was not the intention. They're coming to get you. They're going to come to your house. They don't need a reason to arrest you, because there is no law. They could do whatever they want. And then we, the American people, got to clean up the mess, get ourselves out of jail, hire attorneys, do what they're doing at every level. And that's just that. That's the country you live in. Do you want to live in that country? If you want to live in that country, sit at home, do nothing. If you don't want to live in that country, I'm asking you to get into the game with us. No, I reject that. It's not a game. It's a battle. This is war. And we've got a very short window of time left, because the 28th is the magical date where they could start doing the certifications and they do this thing called the canvas. PEMA just voted to approve the canvas today, 4-1. And it turns out that their board of supervisors, who's been electioneering and supporting and promoting Democrat candidates, her daughter's on the board of supervisors. Okay, this state is so incestuous, it's unbelievable. But you know what? Again, we've let it happen. Now it's time to get in there, everybody.
That's right.
And pull yourself up by your bootstraps. And I don't care what you said you've done before. This is a new battlefield. Get your rear end on the battlefield with us.
That's it.
SaveMyFreedom.us. And tell Swinnick, all your friends there.
Michelle Swinnick, SaveMyFreedom.us. Nobody has more energy and va-va-voom down in Arizona than you do, sister. So keep it up. Oh. Keep the flag upside down. I got to say, we're sending in reinforcements. I know Joe Altman is down there right now.
Meeting him tonight.
Skip
the ground game. Skip the ground game.
Skip the turkey, save Arizona. Hold the cranberry sauce. Thank you so much. We'll stay in touch.
Happy Thanksgiving.
What a choice, a tyrannical world government or nuclear war. That is, in fact, what Western leaders have been trying to convince us, either that we need to submit to this global order that is dominated by the values and the agenda of the Western elite, or we can accept this bizarro new world, which will eventually lead to, of course, what we now are seeing is widespread chaos in our cities. And of course, what they really want is a nuclear war. Do we want that, or do we want to just submit to the one world order? Well, French President Emmanuel Macron called for the world government in a speech on Friday, claiming it would avoid conflicts between competing superpowers. He flat out said, we need a single world order. This was as he was talking to an audience at the Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Bangkok, Thailand. And he asks, are you on the U.S. or China side? We're going to talk about that and more coming up with our next guest. After the break, J.D. Rucker joins us.
Are you on the U.S. or the Chinese side? Because now, progressively, a lot of people would like to see there are two orders in this world. This is a huge mistake, even for both the U.S. and China. We need a single global order.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
And welcome back to the second half of the Zelenko Report. I am so glad to have this gentleman return back. First time for me on the Zelenko Report, but he's been a repeat offender on my previous show on Steel Truth. Love this guy. He's a phenomenal journalist, does incredible work. J.D. Rucker with the NOQ Report, now also known as the America First Report. J.D., welcome. We're going to be talking about FTX. And of course, you heard the previous segment how basically Arizona, I think, is sort of the standing in the gap between the New World Order and the United States' complete collapse. So welcome.
Well, thanks for having me, as always, Ian.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about FTX, because on your website, you have spent a little bit of time covering what's going on with FTX. For those that don't know, this is the cryptocurrency company that has been laundering money through Ukraine back into the establishment, not just the DNC, but both parties. In fact, the Uniparty, the establishment. But they've also been putting money into various funds, such as giving $1 million to the LGBTQ Victory Fund that boosted transgender lawmakers into an office in New Hampshire, as a matter of fact, as a state representative. This was revealed by Open Secrets, J.D. Here's the thing I have for you, because the guy who won, supposedly won, because he received all this money via FTX into that victory fund, was a guy by the name of James Rosner into the New Hampshire State House of Representatives. How many more places are we going to find money that FTX has laundered at being like he's sort of the Zuckerberg-like darling for laundering money into these uniparty PACs and establishment candidates? Do you think we're going to learn before this is all said and done, or is this more of a false flag to usher in CBDC?
It's both. No, this guy was definitely, listen, he's definitely involved. And you asked the question of how much will we find. Whatever we do find, multiply that by 10, maybe by 100. Because one of the challenges we have with cryptocurrency in general is that it's the same. The problem is its strength. Its strength is decentralization. Its strength is anonymity. And unfortunately, as a result, those with nefarious ends will use it to donate whatever they want to whatever they want. In other words, he had so much control. Okay, he had so much of I guess you could say a free reign to do whatever he wanted with everybody's money, not his money, everybody else's money, that he was able to filter. They say 40 million to the Democrats. It's probably more like 400 million when you add everything up. And as you mentioned, this is a uniparty swamp thing. He hit up all the usual suspects, as Mitch McConnell and everybody else. They were on the take. Okay, not just from him, from people within his own company. Okay, his co-CEO was a quote unquote Republican, you know, conservative who's donated to Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins. Okay, McConnell and his leadership fund. This guy has set it up so perfectly. But then you ask, is this just an entry point for central bank digital currencies? I think that this is a bridge to central bank digital currencies. At this stage, I don't think we're going to be able to avoid it. Okay. And I don't think that central bank digital currencies can be stopped. They are pushing so hard and it's so necessary for them to have control. But where FTX and this entire debacle, Luna and everything else that's been happening this year with crypto, where all this ties in is in trying to bring all the cryptocurrencies into under the fold of the central bank digital currencies by saying, we need to regulate this. We've got to regulate this. And you've got right. People on both sides of the political aisle saying, regulate, regulate, regulate. That's how they're going to get them to say, okay, hey guys, the system is a good idea, but it's broken. We're going to give you a better system. And we're going to open up this public-private partnership a company that – with a company like Binance, for example. Hey, Binance, you know, I mean, yes, there is affiliation there with the Chinese Communist Party, but don't worry. They're the ones that exposed Sam Bankman-Fried. So they've got to be the good guys, right? They're the big guys. They're good. You can trust them. That's what's going to end up happening. It's going to be happening very soon.
So Sam Bankman-Fried, SBF, as folks like to call him, it's always those three-letter acronyms, those people with three different names that seem to be somewhat, what's the word I'm looking for? They're sociopaths, basically. They're sociopaths. That's the word I'm looking for. So SBF, the sociopath himself, is he going to be chum in the water, or is he going to be a sacrificial lamb, or is he going to get off scot-free? Because the images of him in the Bahamas and the SEC, the Bahamian SEC, stepping in on FTX, leads me to believe that he looks like he might just come out smelling like a rose, that he's not going to face a lot of pain.
There is a very good chance that he is going to come out of this scot-free, as you say. It all depends upon where he was in the pecking order. So we know that he was a player of some sort, working with the deep state, working with the World Economic Forum, working with Democrats, working with the uniparty swamp. We know where he is, but was he, you know, actually part of the plan and fully aware of it, in which case he'll get out scot-free? Or was he a useful idiot that they said, oh my gosh, you guys, just wait till you see this guy, okay? You look at his hair, you look at his girlfriend, you look at everything he's doing. We can manipulate the crap out of this guy to start doing anything we want him to do, and then we're going to throw him out there, and he's going to be the one that everybody's going to hate. He's going to be Madoff. He's going to be Enron. He's going to be the one that lets us continue to do what we need to do. And guess what happens at the end, folks? Then we'll roll out the central bank digital currencies, and we'll be the good guys in this Hegelian dialectic where we're, you know, where he's the chum, as you said. Yeah. We'll see. It could go either way. I put it at about 50-50. Elite. Or useful idiot. He's one or the other. Okay, we know that for sure.
Absolutely. So FTX, they were heavy into the funding of what you know, they like to call vaccine, we now know it as bioweapon research, biotech engineering, and other globalist depopulation agendas. There's been a hue and a cry from some of the folks out there because they were supposed to get lots of different grant money. And in fact, there was a mass panic has occurred right now because of the Future Fund leadership team having their entire team saying, poof, we're out of here. They pulled the trapdoor and resigned. And of course, one of the grant recipients, Secure Bio, lamented the fact that its employees and his firm will now be out of a job unless, of course, there can be emergency backup funding procured for that said establishment. You know, between them and other institutions out there like Helix Nano, this is another firm. I looked them up on the internet. Helix Nano, this is a firm within the same field of biotech research. They were supposed to get $10 million for vaccine research. If you look at their website, it's a cheesy little WordPress website. This doesn't look like somebody that's worthy of $10 million, let alone going to change the world with mRNA vaccine research. Are all of these companies that we're starting to see grant recipients just another way to launder money, in your opinion?
Yes. Well, it's funny. This is going to be the third time where I say yes and no. I give you two answers. I'm not trying to be, you know, middle of the road here or contrarian, but yes and no on is the answer to your question. Do I think that they are actually trying to do stuff with this money? In other words, they are trying to create more bioweapons or one of the firms that he was invested in is actually their entire goal was to quite fight misinformation. In other words, they're supposed to try to figure out how to propagandize and gaslight so that more people get vaccinated. So I think there is actually legitimate from the evil perspective, legitimate action that's taking place, but is every cent, okay, every one millionth of a Bitcoin, everything that goes through FTX or Alameda, which was their sister company, their hedge fund, basically, every single cent, every single digital currency, everything that happened through them was potentially victim to them or used in a way to launder money in some direction or another. Well, and keep in mind, you know, they just got hacked a little while ago. These hackers are even using the infrastructure that they had built to then launder money for themselves. We're talking about, you know, literally millions of people. Millions of people. I'm not worried about Tom Brady. Okay, I'm not worried about Mike Pence or any of the other people that were heavily involved in FTX, you know, the celebrities. I'm talking about average, everyday Americans and people across the globe who have had their life savings wiped out. Okay, all of their money could have been laundered in a billion different directions. What we see is just the tip of the iceberg. Okay, so you mentioned these two, three biotech companies. There's probably 30 of them. Okay,
yeah.
The one thing that's, again, the bad and the good of crypto is that there's anonymity, and that anonymity allows nefarious players to do bad things. It allows good players to do good things, okay? And so crypto in itself is not inherently evil, but it can be used in either direction. I've seen it used for great good, and I've seen it used for pretty bad stuff, as we're seeing today.
So how would you, if you were going to compare Sam Bankman-Fried to, say, a Bernie Madoff, who absconded with billions of dollars? In fact, I believe the last person who had their money taken actually got their money paid back. Somehow they managed to get the money back into the people who've been scammed by Bernie Madoff. Do you think that the folks who have lost their life savings, including, well, not life savings with Tom Brady, because of course that's not a life savings to him, but for those little people that did lose their life savings, do you think there's any hope they're going to see their money returned somehow, some way, a la the same way perhaps Bernie Madoff victims did?
Yeah, no, I think they will. You know, okay. So you've got the guy who actually handled the Enron bankruptcy. You've got him now CEO over at FTX right now. And so they're going through and trying to sift through to figure out what all was going on. And the sad part is, this goes back to what I was saying earlier. As far as this is the perfect setup, either this was set up by the deep state, or the deep state saw it and said, guys, they already built the perfect setup for us, because it is designed to be a mess. It's like, okay, so let's try to figure out literally whatever the right way to do business is, let's do the exact opposite, okay? But to answer your question directly, the money's still there. It's not like, you know, yes, a lot of it was stolen, a lot of it was taken out, billions were loaned to Alameda, which is probably, that part's never going to come back. But the money that he took out for himself, okay, the money that they're going to find that other people took out conveniently right before bankruptcy or right when everything was going down, that money is almost certainly going to be returned to the people because, in my humble opinion, and this is not based upon any reporting, this is based upon, you know, kind of gaming out what's happening. I think that Binance, CZ, the chairman, Changpeng Zhao, I think that the chairman, he's CEO, I think Chinese chairman, you get it. Okay. But I think they're going to
chairman for life
in the bailout. Yeah. I think that they're going to participate in a bailout that will make people whole. They'll make people right. And this will be the predicate for them to be able to say, oh my gosh, this guy is a real, he's just a humanitarian. He's doing the right thing. We've looked at his business practices because he's got an audit he's self-releasing here in the next couple of weeks. His business is rock solid. They're doing everything right. They're the exact opposite of FTX. And he's, you know, based upon the kindness of his heart, his Chinese Communist Party heart, he's going to help pay back these poor families that you were suckered in here by Tom Brady and Mike Pence and Larry David and everybody else. So I see this as a perfect storm as far as an opportunity for the deep state, the World Economic Forum, the globalist elite cabal, the uniparty swamp, all the various players in this attack on us, this attack on sovereignty. I see them viewing Binance and FTX, the situation, as the perfect storm for them to be able to roll out the next level of control mechanism, which is going to be to control our money. They want our food, they want our energy, they want our money. Okay.
That's it.
And what I mean by they want control over those. So that, and of course, they already have control over the media. They already have control over big tech. They already have control over so many other aspects of our lives. Now they'll get those. And then the coup de grace is when they say, okay, now it's time, guys. You got to hand over your guns. And that's when we go to civil war, revolutionary war, whatever you want to call it.
Actually, I call it a retrolution. In fact, if we started looking at this through the lens of retrolution, and we could just return back to our founding fathers' documents, they have the add water and stir recipe on what to do at this point, which is where we alter or abolish or stand up in parallel the government that we should have, the true constitutional republic form of government we should have, and ignore the corruption that's going on at the state corporate level and at the federal corporate level, because it's completely corrupt. Like you said, public-private partnership, if ever there was a more heinous expression that's meant to sound good and feel good and cover up crimes, global RICO crimes, it's that expression right there, a public-private partnership. So speaking of carrying water and public-private partnerships and just being conspirators, the media. Did FTX media cover up again before this whole scandal was ever revealed? What were they out there? Were they doing what they always do, carry the water for the criminals in the international banking world so that this could be facilitated to whatever degree they needed to make sure they could perpetrate the selection here in the United States, not an election?
Absolutely, absolutely. And here's the part that I think people need to understand. When we're dealing with what we're dealing with here as Americans and even global citizens, but really specifically us as Americans, what we're faced with is not just the cabal, okay, the people that are in the know. As I said, just same thing with Sam Bankman-Fried. There are those that understand what's happening, and then they're the useful idiots. Okay, not every single person in Big Pharma, for example, is evil and trying to build a bioweapon. The vast majority of employees there are like, okay, well, we're trying to save the world. Okay, but the people at the top, they know, so we're gonna get super rich, and we're going to participate in building this bioweapon that's going to depopulate and control everybody. So you can't say, the point I'm trying to make there is that when you have the media, we give too much credit to their evilness. And when I say that, what I'm saying is that they, you know, we often say, okay, so they're actively participating in covering up, or they were actively participating in covering up FTX's many crimes, which were apparent long before November 2nd, by the way. They were participating in this. They weren't participating in anything other than doing exactly what they're told. Okay, corporate media, especially in the United States, they're just echo chamber puppets. They're literally told this is exactly what you're supposed to say. They don't know why. Okay, they don't actually try to figure out what's going on. They just know, I mean, it's funny. We have a bunch of anchormen with Ron Burgundy's out there in our corporate media. Okay, you put it on the teleprompter, and if it says, you know, FTX is an altruistic company and Sam Bankman-Fried is the next JP Morgan, and this is the greatest thing on earth, and Tom Brady, when has he ever been wrong with all those Super Bowl rings? You know, trust him when it comes to your life savings. it doesn't matter. Again, just like Ron Burgundy, whatever they're told to say, yes, it was. So the real question here, who ordered the cover-up? If we can figure that out, and we're in the process of trying to, that's where you get to see, where does this rabbit hole really take us? Is this the start of the collapse of cryptocurrency? Possibly. Is this the rolling out of the central bank digital currencies? Probably. Or is this just a great huge distraction so that you have me on your show so that I'm talking about this instead of stolen elections in Arizona or Pennsylvania or Nevada or New Mexico? You know, it's funny because a lot of people say, oh, you know, we got to focus on 2024 and it's DeSantis versus Trump and it's this and it's that. And I'm thinking to myself, guys, they're still counting votes. Why? How did so many conservatives shift over to 2024 when we still have stolen elections to expose? We still have votes being counted. We still have lawsuits to file, protests to hold. And they're really getting, you know, the normies and conservative media to already start saying, oh, DeSantis, Trump, DeSantis, Trump. I don't care about DeSantis, Trump in 2022. It'll be much later for that. We still have 2020 to fix, let alone 2022.
Well, I argued, JD, we still have 1868 to fix, the unconstitutional ratification of the 14th Amendment, which put us into this mess where we started voting in our slave masters before, which came after the fact that we were electing our public servants. We were doing fine until the 14th Amendment made us U.S. corporate citizen and slaves. Now we're part of this whole debt slave society. And you're right. They wield the corporate media, which is now creating these distractions. Chase this rabbit over here, chase this rabbit over there. But all these pieces that we're talking about, these scandals, they are all inextricably linked to the hijacking of the sovereignty of the United States of America, to the free people that live here that are now serving the corporate slave masters, the international bankers worldwide. And they use tools like SBF over at FTX in order to bribe publications, to give a lot of money to, say, ProPublica. How many publications do you think Sam Baker, Spakman Fried actually bribed? And there's a guy out there tweeting about it, David Sorka, I think his name is, with respect to the fact that ProPublica was one of the happy recipients. I mean, if you were going to guess, how many mainstream media or side medias were actually taking money from those guys?
Literally all of them. Okay, we're talking about, so people always talk about how, brought to you by Pfizer. FTX was buying hundreds of millions of dollars in advertising, hundreds of millions of dollars. This doesn't get publicized nearly enough. And they were going so far as to fully sponsor, who was it? It was one of these left-wing rags out there that they just came out and they ran a fundraiser saying, hey, so we were dependent upon this humongous grant from FTX, and now that that's gone, now we're broke. Who was it? It was somebody big. I forgot. One of these bigger corporate media left-wing outlets they'd been
ProPublica.
Bought.
ProPublica? Was it Vox?
It wasn't Vox. It wasn't ProPublica, but they are involved. Oh, I'll find it.
The Intercept. The Intercept.
The Intercept. There we go. Intercept. Thank you. Yes, The Intercept was heavily involved and heavily beholden to. And you ask yourself, if they were this bad off, okay, if they were this controlled, who else was? Because this isn't, I mean, it's not like this guy bought some random blogger, okay? He essentially bought The Intercept, which, I mean, they have a massive reach.
A massive reach.
Who else was controlled? That's what we got to find out. And this is a rabbit hole. I wish I had a staff of 30 because I could put three on this.
I agree. I would love to know. But at some point, I think when you just look at the headlines and the talking points and the 4 a.m. parroting that goes on pervasively, you already know that they're not already directly taking money from folks like FTX. They're taking money from other places that have the same agenda, the same New World Order, One World Government agenda. And that is to get everybody to submit, America to disarm and open the borders. In fact, what we're seeing right now with the Biden administration open border policy is complete and utter lawlessness down at the border, where they're giving jobs to people and getting them a residency card before they even make it one wet foot on the side of the border. It's complete and utter lawlessness. Title 42 be damned. Just open up the United States and forget the fact the country even existed. So much for the people who fought and died for. JD, I got to tell you, your stuff that you're doing over at the American First Report is fantastic. The NOQ report is fantastic. I appreciate your support on my situation I had as a TSA special selectee going through the hassle. And I think a great part, thanks to your reporting and calling it out, it helped generate enough spotlight to make sure that we were able to get that taken down. So thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. It's amazing. Amazing work, Ann.
Well, same to you. Same to you. And we'll continue to have you on because you just get such a good look at these things. And I'm glad to make that connection with you and Michelle Swinnick. And I think you guys are going to do some good work later on today. She's off in the green room. I see her waving, giving thumbs up. So J.D. Rucker with the America First Report, also the NOQ Report. Check his work out. He does great stuff. And J.D., we will catch you on the flip side. All right. Well, that's a wrap for today's show. Tomorrow we have on the, indefatigable Tracy Bean. She's the editor-in-chief of Uncover DC. We're going to be talking about Missouri versus Biden. This is the case that she says is the most important case in our history of our time right now. So stick around. We'll be back tomorrow with more on the Zelenko Report. Till then, have a great afternoon, everybody.